Hello, folks. This episode comes with a warning. Has foul language. Has foul language. So, listeners, beware. If you don't like foul language, please turn your player off on whatever platform you stream. Hello, folks. I am here today. I have thought about stuff, and I thought about stuff, and things roll around in my head. And those who know me personally know that I don't like confrontation. I don't like to argue with nobody. I don't like that because it stresses me out. It pisses me off. And one thing, I do not love to be mad about anything. And to sit up and argue with somebody, it's unnecessary. It's wrong. And there's nothing good that comes out of it either. Because you have a point, they have a point. What the fuck? It doesn't matter. What you think, it doesn't matter what they think, because it's just a silly ass argument that's petty as fuck. Now, I am to my wit's end with a whole bunch of stuff that just drives me up the fucking wall. Fucking scammers. I know that I already did an episode on scammers and I cannot fucking stand them. Somebody was in my DM talking about, send me your Cash App. I'll give you $2,000. I want to bless you. So, next thing I know, I get something about, you have to give me $50 to get $2,000. I'm like, what fucking sense does that make? A fee. How the fuck you going to pay money to get money? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense unless that doesn't make any sense to me other than winning money instead of purchasing money to get more money. Nah, that doesn't make any sense to me. And I wish they fuck off because I hate scammers on the phone. Somebody called me the other day. No, that was today. Talking about, this is such and such on the recorded line. Can you hear me? I just hung up. I don't have no patience for that. And, you might hear this and say, he's been mild-mannered and everything like that. Right now, I'm not. I'm to the point where I'm about to boil over because it's just been going through my system. It's been going through my system so many damn times that I just can't believe this. This world is so fucked up. It's so messed up. You try to do something good. You try to do something good. You try to do something good or try to get out of a situation. But somebody is too fucking stupid to let you out of a situation. Just want to be hindering you, bothering you, always in your fucking face about bullshit. That's what makes me feel just feel disrespected. Feel like I'm less than somebody. Why would you want to be with somebody that pisses you off? Why would you want to be with somebody that just makes you just fucking sick? Why would you be somebody that can constantly cheats on you? If you are the person that you cheating on, or you the person cheating with that person, be man or woman enough to say, you know what? I did it. I'm coming clean. I did it. I'm going to leave you alone. Instead of being all melodramatic, ripping your shit up, bleaching it, that's some childish bullshit that does not make any sense. What good is it going to do? Oh, that's going to teach them a lesson. It's going to hurt them. It's not like they... you can't get a wheel, you can't get a tire, you can't get glass or anything like that. You can't, you know, you can't get new clothes. But the thing about that is you're just gonna have to pay out of more, just pay a little bit more of what you already bought. So if you really, really, really do that, and then you think that somebody, you know, when somebody's cheating on you, you're gonna get even and rip up their stuff. All they have to do, if they're smart enough, get renter's insurance. And then police report, and they get their more, they get their shit back, so to speak. If you disagree with you, if you disagree with me, I dare you to leave me a message. I dare you. But it's just a thing, a simple thing, people, that we are living on borrowed time. We don't know what's going to happen to the next. We got this, and I'm going to get political. I haven't been political in I don't know how long. And then that's another thing that bothers me, voting. They all downplaying each other, knowing good and well they not no good anyway. Who you believe? Who the hell can you believe? Who the hell can you trust? To me, they don't do anything. They don't do anything. Don't. I haven't felt like anybody does something. People, we are living in our own borrowed time. I say it once, I say it again. We don't know what's going to happen from one thing to the next. We don't know if we don't know what's going to happen. You know, everybody wants to say that there's going to be a race war. But think about it. Think about it. Doesn't make any sense. But you know what? We are already in a race war. We are already in a race war. So it's already going on. Borrow time. We don't know if the next person is going to take you out. Act of God. Act of some crazy dude that wants, that's mad at one person and wants to take out the whole plant, the whole school. Yeah, I know. Back in the day, I used to bully. I bullied one kid in high school. If I could see him today, I would tell him, I am so sorry, and I never meant to make your life a living hell, because I'm a piece of shit. You know, I admit things, and I said things, and I always tell y'all that I'm not a saint. But things that just scare me, this life that we live scares me. And then I pray, and I pray. I pray. But we are living on borrowed time. We are all living on borrowed time. We never know. You never know. I never know. I just wanted to use that. I just wanted to get something off my chest, and that was mostly that's what was on my chest. Just stupid stuff that just didn't make any sense to me. I would just say that continue to watch over us. Keep us in your loving arms. We know not what we do. We know not what we say. We try to get through life day by day. Obstacles and people and situations pop up. But what we have to do is just turn it over. Have faith in whatever you worship. God, Allah, Buddha. It's all good. We gotta just turn it over. Have faith for real. Don't be on social medias 1 minute sitting up there saying, oh yeah, God bless you, God did you, the Lord this, the Lord that, and then have hate in your heart for one person. One person. And do you know what they say? If you hate somebody, you know where they stay? They stay right up in that head. I know a lot of people. I got a condo. No, I have a mansion by now. Because it ran so long. I love it. I love my mansions. I love them. Because you think about me every fucking day. And I love it. And I'm not here for everybody to like. I try to tell the truth, but I lie. I cheat. I steal. I'm human. Never gonna downplay anything. But you know what? If you were like my friend, if you were like my best friend, or you know what? Not even that. If I knew you were in trouble, I will give you my last dollar. And that's truth. That's truth right there. I will make it a way to help you out. But one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to help you out all the time. Once, okay. Twice, okay. But three times, no. No more. I'm a fucking punching bag. And I'm tired of being a punching bag. I'm tired for you to take my kindness for weakness. I'm tired of being upset and depressed and sitting up thinking, feeling sorry for myself. I'm tired of it. So if you listening and you hear the words that I am saying, and if you feel the same way, I know you're not going to leave me a message because I already know how my listeners are. And you know what? I fully understand. I fully understand. I know y'all, I rant and I rave all the time. All the time. But to all my fans, to all the people that give me likes, well, not likes, but listens, I appreciate that. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm not talking about you. I love you and respect you. But I just know how y'all roll. And it's cool. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. But it does disappoint me because it makes me feel like I'm not being appreciated. You know, yeah, sure. The likes and the listens are good. I don't hear no feedback. I don't hear no feedback at all. So I guess I'm perfect then. Nothing's wrong with my podcast then. You know, nobody wants to critique me. Okay, so I'm perfect. But I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to go. I love each and every one of y'all.